A cut above the rest. Meet a man with a passion for precious stones. As a young man, Kenneth Scarrat served in one of the regiments traditionally responsible for the protection of the British royal family, the Grenadier Guards. The regiment also had responsibility for the protection of the crown jewels, so he spent many days and nights guarding the crowns and other regalia. Later in life, as a passionate gemologist, Kenneth was asked to join a small team of experts whose task it would be, for the first time, to examine the regalia in fine detail and record the results for posterity in a mammoth written work. Besides co-authoring The Crown Jewels and The Pearl and the Dragon, he has written articles in many gemological journals worldwide. Kenneth brought his expertise to the GIA, or Gemological Institute of America, Laboratory, Bangkok, which specializes in diamond grading, pearl identification, gemstone identification, and origin determination, as well as conducting research. Thailand is the world's warehouse of gems of all shapes, sizes, colors, and types, he said, and of course, variety is the spice of life that makes his work here as the laboratory's director very exciting. Bangkok is now his home, and his wonderful Thai wife brought him to understand and live a good life Thai style. The British gemologist used to love the beaches, but as he came to know the country better, he prefers the contrasts of a weekly existence in the hubbub of the big city and weekends in the very lush, green Khao Yai. What is so amazing about the crown jewels? For me, it is the fascinating gemstones. Virtually all the gems are old. Thousands of diamonds fashioned as rose cuts, creating spectacular light dispersion as you hold and turn crown after crown. Rubies, sapphires, and emeralds of incredible qualities hailing from faraway places. Colombia, India, Burma, and Sri Lanka are abundant. The Black Prince's ruby, actually a spinel, sitting in the front of the Imperial State Crown, is a fascinating stone with a tremendous history, but may not be as well known or as historically significant as the incredible Koh-i-Noor diamond that sits in the front of the Queen Mother's crown. What particular skills are needed to become a gemologist? The most important thing is passion for the subject. I do not know of any millionaires that are pure and focused gemologists, that is, those that work in laboratories or teach the subject. If you want to make money, while you can still be an interested and indeed enthusiastic gemologist, then your future may be in the business side, that is to say, buying and selling these fascinating gems. Passion carries you forward and across the many hurdles you undoubtedly will encounter throughout a gemological career. Beyond the passion, today, a gemologist that works in a laboratory needs to develop a deep understanding of physics and chemistry, of geology and mineralogy, and also organic materials. Almost every stone that a gemologist picks up and scrutinizes reveals something new. Every day, the gemologist's data bank changes and grows. There is no boredom, only excitement and a growing appreciation of nature and man. Do you have any concerns about the jewelry industry? I worry about buyers and end users. Today, there are many treatments applied to stones, and the most common involves various forms of heating to produce a better, yet unnatural, color. For example, through the application of high pressures and temperatures, you can change a brown diamond into a colorless diamond. As there may be significantly lower value for such treated stones, there is a need for the treatments to be declared to the buyer. whether this is a trader or an end user, and this is too often not the case. Through our detailed and ongoing research application, we can identify whether a stone has been treated this way, and tests to establish if any treatment has taken place are an essential part of the procedures in examining all gems. What should consumers look for when buying diamonds? Diamond pricing is governed by the international grading system. Particularly when purchasing high-value items, in order to make true comparisons, consumers should seek certified diamonds that describe the quality of the given stones. GIA devised a worldwide standard to grade diamonds by evaluating the 4 C's, color, clarity, cut, and carat weight. At GI Labs, we provide the assessments of a diamond's 4 C's and issue a full report, or our smaller dossier report. Is there a standard grading system for gemstones? For colored stones, including rubies, sapphires, and emeralds, there is no international standard. It is a far more difficult area because each mine produces slightly different material, even though the variety is the same. Most mines are small, yielding ordinary stones, and it's pure luck when miners come across an exceptional gem. GIA has field gemologists who go to the mine sites around the world and collect samples. Today we have hundreds of thousands of specimens that make for the largest reference collection in any laboratory in the world, so we know exactly where the gemstones come from. What is the current jewelry trend? There is an increasing trend for natural rather than treated stones. Likewise, natural pearls are making a comeback, and there is fishing for natural pearls in Australian and other regional waters. Before cultured pearls became available in the 1920s, the market was entirely natural pearls. Chinese freshwater cultured pearls have recently dominated the pearl industry, and these form a dynamic part of the market, particularly in the lower value costume jewelry end. South Sea cultured pearls form another and much higher value level in the marketplace, and seem to be gaining some of the momentum lost during the recent financial crisis. Rare natural pearls form a different and often much higher value end to the marketplace. For instance, a single mellow pearl recently achieved an auction price in excess of US$700,000, or 20.95 million baht. GIA's pearl grading system describes the important quality factors for pearls, and people looking for something different are in general willing to pay for quality pearls. What would be your first choice of gemstone to give a loved one? This choice may change as time goes by, but today I would choose spinel. There are a variety of beautiful colors. They are durable stones, which are often free of inclusions and therefore quite transparent. But also, spinel is usually entirely natural and only rarely treated.